This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Colorado Rockies. Jenny Kavner joins us here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris. Jenny,
hi, Jenny.
How are you?
Hi, I see you guys coming from the news that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado just randomly ended up at the Rockies today.
Oh, they're gonna, my
okay.
Lord.
Perfect.
Breaking news.
Why not? I'm sure that he'd fit. In that.
I'm they'd sure both fit.
In that,
yeah.
In that
why
ballpark.
Why not is the big question, right?
Yeah,
are
really.
Are they going to the Padres? One of them going to be a Padre. Do tell.
Trust me, if we had that information, this would
we would tell
everybody.
We would tell. Well, we saw Bud Black about a month and a half ago at the winter meetings, and I think he was feeling pretty good. I think the disappointment of that playoff series loss to Milwaukee had kind of worn off, and he had realized that his team had accomplished something which really hasn't been done in Denver, which is back-to-back playoff bursts and a wild card win to get into the second round. And I got to believe that with Arenado coming back, at least for now, that this team is looking to just take another step this year. Wouldn't that be the case, Jenny?
Yeah, you can feel it. You could definitely feel that momentum starting to shift a couple of years ago, and then obviously with the arrival of Bud Black and how well this young pitching staff has done and kind of the staple guys around the organization, you can feel that it's not good enough anymore come spring training for them to say, you know, we hope we get to the playoffs. That expectation has been set for them, and it's not just about hoping to go, and now it's not just about winning. It's about going further in. I mean, you talk about back-to-back years for the first time in franchise history, as you mentioned, Chris, but just one win in the five playoff games that they've played. So I think the bar has been risen a little bit. You're missing some key guys in that mix, obviously the biggest one being DJ LeMahieu going to the Yankees, but they feel really strongly about the young core that they have here and about the ability to fill his shoes and their ability to get back to October.
Jenny, you mentioned the young core, and part of that young core is that starting rotation. You got three guys capable of really locking down that ace spot at the top of the rotation. Germán Márquez, Kyle Freeland, John Gray, all will be competing for that ace spot. How do you see that kind of shaking out? Obviously, we haven't really gotten the games, but clearly, my guess would be Kyle Freeland's the front runner.
Yeah, I would think so. I think you're right, Tony. I mean, I think this guy has proven to be a competitor through and through. And you talk about the hometown kid, no better story than a kid born and raised in Denver, Colorado, that gets to put on the home team uniform and go out there and throw for his city, as he likes to say, every fifth day. He's definitely rose to the occasion. And I think Germán Márquez as well. Those two like to compete. They like to make each other better. They have different stuff. They go about it differently. But I think you really do have a 1-2 punch in those guys. I think John Gray has that track record in the past of a guy that's gone out there and he's done it, but he didn't do it last year.
Yeah.
And he's pretty hungry coming in to make sure that his teammates, more than anything, know that he didn't have a consistent year and he wants to be more consistent.
Boy, we've had that conversation for how many years now? Like two
several.
Decades, the Rockies talking about who's going to be the ace of their pitching staff. It's a very common problem this time of year for Colorado. Jenny, looking back on the two Bud Black years, how has he changed the culture there in order to allow for this team to become a pitching-rich organization rather than just, you know, giving in to the mile high air and saying, let's just try to outslug people? Obviously, they can still hit, but the fact that they can now pitch is why Colorado is a playoff contender.
Yeah, I think it's a mentality that started before Bud Black came here, and one when, you know, Walt Weiss was the manager and his pitching coach, Steve Foster, who's still here, and Darren Holmes out in the bullpen, who pitched and had great success in Colorado, was able to switch that mentality of, hey, it can get done here. You know, altitude doesn't have to be an excuse. Not only can it get done here, but you can have power pitchers have success here as well. And I think what Bud Black did is come in with just such a solid resume for these guys to understand that as their manager, having a pitching cap on, so to speak, having the success that he did as a player, as a manager across the way in San Diego with some of the pitchers that he had, and to be able to come over and say, you know, with this young talent, I've been there, I've walked in your shoes, and we can do this. You see that confidence, you see that mentality that started for them just kind of solidify under his belt. And it's really fun. We're doing production week this week, and, you know, just asking all the guys at the very end. I don't even ask them, you know, tell me about your manager, about your relationship. I just say, tell me why you love Bud Black.
Right.
Because it's so obvious that they all do. And as we all know, we all do. I mean, he is such a charismatic guy. That just comes in. He's able to communicate well. He's able to form great relationships. And I think every guy in that clubhouse honestly starts that with a huge smile on their face. And they say, I love Bud Black. Or what don't I love about right. Bud Black? And goes on this huge tangent. And we've all been there. You've all been in that presence of him. I can't even imagine getting to be a player. Nevertheless, a player who's a pitcher and a young pitcher, to be able to have the ear of that guy as a manager is pretty cool for the
Yeah, we didn't need him in San Diego, obviously, though.
Jenny Kavanaugh joins Gwen and Chris, AT&T Sportsnet, Rocky Mountains. You can catch her or you can follow her on Twitter at Jenny Kavanaugh. Jenny, obviously the elephant in the room is Nolan Arenado. He's heading into free agency after this year. Two questions really regarding Arenado. How do you think he's going to handle the constant questioning about his pending free agency? And how optimistic are the Rockies that they might be able to get something done beforehand?
Listen, I think, you know, seeing Nolan recently and just kind of every offseason, I swear, we come back, you come to spring training, you walk into Salt River Fields here in Scottsdale, and you don't think Nolan can come back, you know, in any better shape, and then he sure as heck does. The guy's a workhorse. He loves baseball so much. I mean, you talk about a baseball rat and a baseball family. That's only been solidified for me with his cousin, Josh Fuentes, who was the PCL MVP last year in camp with the Rockies. And just talking about their family and how they all talk about baseball all the time. I mean, these guys are playing wiffle ball. He's a Major League Baseball player, and he's playing wiffle ball in the offseason with his family. So, you know, this guy loves the game more than anything. And, you know, I definitely, coming into this year and before he had gotten the arbitration thing settled out with the Rockies, I thought, gosh, I really don't know if they're going to have a chance. But the longer that Manny Machado and the longer that Bryce Harper have gone this offseason without signing,
good point.
I thought that might change the way Nolan and the Rockies had a conversation. And I do believe it. I mean, I kind of feel it. I think we're going to see Nolan in a long-term deal sometime this season. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to happen during spring training, but last year, Charlie Blackman avoided arbitration, and all of a sudden, week one of the season, they're announcing his extension for $106 million. So I could see that happening with Nolan and wanting to get that out of the way so he's not fielding distracting questions all season long about, are you going to be here next year? Where are you going? I just think that's something Nolan doesn't want to have to deal with. At the same time, he's a professional, and if it comes down to the fact that he's going to exercise free agency next year, that's a choice that he's going to make, and those questions are just going to have to come along with it.
Little preview of the Rockies here. Of course, one of the teams the Padres have to contend with in the NL West, Jenny Kavanaugh, AT&T Sportsnet, Rocky Mountains, with all the information. Daniel Murphy takes over at second base for DJ LeMahieu. As you mentioned, DJ...
He's actually going to play first base.
I beg your pardon? Oh, Murphy's going to
play
first.
He's first base.
Okay, then who's going to play second?
Yeah, Murphy's going to play first. Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, okay.
What's on first? We're playing the game with you right along going into camp. No, yeah, Daniel Murphy, you know, they've really decided at this point in his career and where he's at, they want him as a first baseman. So Ian Desmond is going to show that versatility and that athleticism that always have come with him, and he's going to move back to the outfield primarily and probably in center field, which means that Charlie Blackman's going to move to one of the corners. And then you have a race at second base between Garrett Hampson, who saw some time last year, and young Ryan McMahon. And I would even throw the Rockies' top prospect, Brendan Rodgers, in that mix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brendan Rodgers. So that's a name I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that Brendan will necessarily go camp with this team. I think he would have to wow and impress everyone to win that starting job with two very viable candidates in front of him who've had big league time and had success with the big leagues, especially on the hitting side. So I think it'll go to either Ryan McMahon or Garrett Hampson, but I think it's exciting to see that one of those big, young, rising stars can compete at camp again that we saw just a couple of years ago. And Trevor Story won a job at shortstop after Troy Tulowitzki was gone, and then obviously saw with Nolan Arenado years before that at third base.
Say hi to Ryan Spielborgs for us.
Please do.
We always like to see you guys when you come to town, and we look forward to it again this season. Jenny, great job. Great catching up with you. Thanks for the update on the Rocks, and we will see you soon. Maybe if not sooner, down in spring training.
Great. Sounds great. You can buy me a margarita, Crisello.
I can. I that's absolutely true. I can. There's nothing to stop me from doing that. And apparently that will now happen.
Good job, Jenny.
Jenny, nice work. Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.